WI listener, today's music corner presents a traditional song from West Kalimantan entitled Alok Galing Lasong Laban. It is a song from Sambas Regency. This song often accompanies a dance called Alok Galing. Alok Galing itself is a term for a traditional rice pounding tool of Sambas people. The lyrics of the song contain expressions of happiness of the Sambas people during harvest time, making amping a Sambas specialty. Amping is made from roasted rice then pounded using pestle and mortar. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song Alok Galing Lasong Laban by Sumastika S. and Friska Juriana.
www.voynews.id listener, you are still with me, Ahmad Faisal, on Indonesia Today. Well, do you still feel enthusiastic in doing your daily activities? Yes, you have to. You have to be enthusiastic in doing your daily activities. Why? Because sometimes when we do anything, we do something that it is really important for us, when we do it hopefully and we do it enthusiastically, this can improve, this can give us such positive impact for us. Yes, truly, frankly speaking, this can also give us such motivation, give us positive impact after we do it. That's why don't be lazy, don't be shy. When we try to do something, just do it enthusiastically, do it effectively, and do it scientifically. And one of the most important thing is do it gradually. Why? Because sometimes step by step, when we do it, this can also give us such, you know, better improvement of our capabilities. Yes. Well, talking about motivation, we also need it when we would like to start or to continuously do our activities. That's why having or knowing or listening about wise word is also important to push ourselves in conducting our daily activities. So here I would like to share you about our wise word. It is from Sukarno, yes, first president of Indonesia, Sukarno. He said, "Only those who dare to fail are brave enough to start anew." Wow, great. Yes, Sukarno is the first president of Indonesia. He is famous as a charismatic founding father with eyes for the future and opportunities.
Oh,
Today's Music Corner presents a traditional song from West Java entitled Bubuy Bulan. This Sundanese song is not only popular in its home region of West Java, but also in various occasions such as weddings. The song is often played. In the 1950s, musician and songwriter Benny Chorda created the song Bubuy Bulan. It was later popularized by Benny Chorda's wife, Nina Kirana. In 1980s, Nining Meida again popularized the song. The song itself describes the feelings of a woman who falls in love with a man she sees every day. But for some people, this song has a deep religious meaning. Well, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from West Java, Bubuy Bulan by Vicky Sianipar featuring Desi Puspitasari. Enjoy! listener, West Sumatra is famous for its savory and tasty culinary. West Sumatra foods are rich in spices. Besides savory culinary, West Sumatra also has delicious desserts, one of which is Bika cake. Bika stands from biskuit koto baru asli or new original koto biskuit. The biskuit is the traditional snack of Koto Baru city in West Sumatra. Sometimes the cake is also known with the name Kue Neraka Rasa Surga, which means the cake that looks like hell, but it is just heavenly delicious. After preparing the batter of a cake, which is made from flour, coconut water, and sugar, the second step of making the cake is by pouring the batter to a pot. Before pouring the cake into the pot, we have to lay banana leaf and thick wood. The batter is baked by using firewood came from cinnamon trees. If you want to try Bika cake, you can buy it in Padang Raya Street, Bukit Tinggi. The price of the cake is affordable, namely it only costs 7,000 rupiah. You can also enjoy the cake with a cup of coffee.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Well, listener, do you know that allocating mining business permits to small and medium enterprises under the Mineral and Coal Law or Minerba Law will facilitate their expansion into larger business operation? Yes, it was stated by Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises Minister Maman Abdurrahman. He said after the Indonesia Economic Summit 2025 opening in Jakarta that the law is a strategic breakthrough resulting from collaboration between the legislative and executive institutions to boost national economic growth and also provide opportunities for small, medium enterprises to manage mining. Moreover, he said the Minerba Law or Mineral and Coal Law is also a testament to the principle of fairness in the domestic business sector. He also clarified that not all small medium enterprises will qualify for mining concessions and only those with the requisite competence and quality will be granted mining operation permit. But earlier, Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources Bahlil Lahadalia underscored that mining land management permits will be exclusively awarded to local small and micro enterprises in mining areas rather than those based in Jakarta.
Thank you.
sana memberi cahayanya di setiap insan. Malam yang dingin ku harap engkau memberikan kerinduan di selam mimpi-mimpinya.
Tak pandai berdusta, jujur saja kau boleh juga. Tak bisa ku pungkiri hatinya mentiap kau ada.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Yeah. esok hari.
Besides being famous for the city of shrimp, Cirebon in West Java is also known for its tari topeng or mask dance. Several years ago, some artists were worried about the development of the art, which has existed since Majapahit Kingdom era. However, now the worry is not true. Hardworking artists try harder to make tari topeng Cirebon become one of Cirebon icons, attracting young generation. Coming of Voice of Indonesia crew to the house of Nani Kadmini in Kedung Bundar village, Gempol district, around 10 km away from Cirebon city, was warmly welcomed. Nani Kadmini was just inaugurated as Palimanan Tari Topeng Maestro of Cirebon, West Java. Her career as a dancer and an artist who preserves to maintain and develop tari topeng, or known as topeng, has started since she was a child.
Dari sejak kelas 3 SD, kami belajar, terus dalam waktu 3 bulan.
Since the third grade, my friends and I have learned to dance. In 3 months, we could master one dance. Then we could learn even faster because we could feel the rhythm. We were able to master 5 dances less than a year.
Nani's interest in the Cirebon art is highly influenced by her parents, who always invited topeng dancers in every event.
Dulu waktu zamannya saya masih kecil, kalau ibu saya hajatan.
When I was a child, my mother always invited topeng dancers for events, so I really love topeng dance and get used to it.
In addition, big support from her parents, who are not topeng artists, strengthens her determination to deepen tari topeng Cirebon, as she explained.
Kalau ibu sih bukan seorang penari, dulu ibu saya jualan mebelan.
My mom is not a dancer. She used to sell furniture. So if we wanted to practice dancing with gamelan traditional music, we gathered money. Sometimes we saw that. My parents always support me.
Support from her parents is not in vain. As time went by, Nani, who learned tari topeng from her teacher, Mimi Suji, topeng maestro, started showing her skill. She began dancing in keraton or palace, as well as national and international performances, Nani stated.
di masyarakat dulu topeng
hajatan. Tari topeng on Indonesia's independence day was held in neighboring unit community. Then it went to the national level as well as Japan and Korea.
Economic condition also encouraged Nani to learn tari topeng in depth. She has taught far before Wulan Sari Art Studio that she leads was officially established. She began teaching when studying at Indonesian Dance Art Academy in Bandung, West Java, that she was forced to leave.
I was forced to stop studying at the academy due to hard economic condition. I live on dance performance because I have become dancer in Kraton since I was a child. I thought even I had not finished my study.
Since then, Nani has continued to teach tari topeng. It is not easy indeed to invite people to learn tari topeng that was just limited to people in Kraton. The lack interest of people to study because of economic factor did not decrease her spirit to teach tari topeng.
Untuk pertama waktu dulu nih Mbak ya, ayo Neng belajar.
At first I said, come on, let's study. And parents said they didn't have enough money, so they just paid electricity. That's my principle. However, sometimes I faced obstacles like expensive accessories.
Nani taught tari topeng not only in her simple house, but also in some schools in Cirebon City. She kept going despite low payment.
Sedih sekali ya, mengajar juga kadang tidak dikasih honor. Saya lakonin yang waktu.
It was so sad when I didn't get payment. When teaching at the SMK or vocational school, I got 60,000 rupiah. It's just enough for transportation from Gempol to Cirebon. But I kept going. I survived for Topeng Palimanan.
Her spirit to develop tari topeng Cirebon deserves appreciation. Before getting aid from West Java provincial government in 2011, Nani and her students gathered money to hire gamelan as musical accompaniment.
Waktu belum punya gamelan.
When we didn't have gamelan yet, we learned the basic practice with cassette. If we wanted to use gamelan, we gathered money, so they know the difference between music in cassette and gamelan.
The struggle and patience of Nani in preserving tari topeng happily ended up in her inauguration as Maestro Topeng Palimanan in June 2012.
Karena perjuangan saya sangat betul-betul.
Because I have fought so hard, I paid it all in June with my inauguration as Topeng Palimanan Maestro.
Although she has been recognized as Topeng Maestro, Nani, who often performs tari topeng in various events, never said special to leave. The woman who has become breadwinner in family because of her husband deteriorating health gains between 200,000 to 500,000 rupiahs per event.
Ya, alhamdulillah Mbak, karena saya sendiri enggak pernah pasang tarif ya.
I have never set tarif. People already know it. They see me as a professional dancer. Sometimes they ask me if I don't mind to receive 500,000 or 200,000 rupiah. When they use standard event budget, I set tariff.
The woman who has taught for more than 10 years has educated 60 students from various ages. Some of them have even had various jobs. According to Nani, seeing her students perform tari topeng well is one of happiest things for her.
Pas menghadapi anak-anak tampil, oh ternyata alhamdulillah.
When I see my students perform, I'm so grateful to be able to teach them and they can perform in public. It means they learn it seriously. I'm proud that I can pass on my knowledge and they can be warmly welcomed by public and officials. I'm so happy.
In addition, the woman of two feel moved because her daughter starts to show interest in tari topeng.
Anak saya sendiri waktu kelas 2, ayo Fanny nari.
My own daughter, Fanny, did not want to learn to dance in the second grade.
Mama,
but in the third grade, she joined a competition in Kacerobonan without learning formally. Maybe she saw me when teaching and she also has the talent as well.
The woman who wants to dance and teaches tari topeng until growing old expressed her hope.
Untuk nilai seni budaya untuk khususnya topeng Cirebon ini jangan sampai
I hope art and culture particularly topeng Cirebon do not extinct.
Seandainya pun
I told my students that even if they cannot perform they have to have spirit to preserve them. I also hope my daughter Fanny could become more than a dancer but also a teacher.
Though she has got aid from West Java provincial government, Nani Karmini hope the government paid more attention to topeng art.
Ibaratnya kalau kita kerja jangan melihat hasilnya dulu.
When we work, do not see the result first. I want that every area realizes its potential, helping to develop it. I personally as low-level government, especially district, to help develop the potential.
Nani's hope for help to preserve tari topeng gained a positive response from the government. Head of Culture and Tourism Information Service at Cirebon Youth Sports Tourism and Culture Service, Wahyu Kusuma, revealed.
Walaupun kita punya keterbatasan dana,
even though we face some difficulties, we have annual agenda. For instance, tourism sector has routine activities or programs involving artists to perform at Taman Mini Indonesia Indah Culture and Tourism Park. It is twice in a year. We also
incident Indonesia.
Peak down to balloon.
Here is the news. The Financial Services Authority or OJK is optimistic that many listed companies will conduct share buybacks amid volatility in the Indonesian stock market. The Financial Services Authority or OJK issue a share buyback policy without a general meeting of shareholders, which has been conveyed to the directors of listed companies through an official of OJK letter dated March 18, 2025. The Financial Services Authority Chief Executive of Capital Market Supervision, Derivative Finances and Carbon Exchange, Innamo Jajani, in a press conference said, "The trading volatility in Jakarta convey there must be many share buybacks." Chairman of the Indonesian National Sport Committee or KONI Marciano Norman stressed the importance of providing hepatitis A vaccinations for athletes aged 16 years and under 16 to improve physical fitness. The Indonesian National Sports Committee Chairman Marciano Norman told the media crew after opening an event since hepatitis A vaccination socialization for under 16 athletes in Jakarta on Wednesday. The hepatitis A vaccination program for under 16 athletes is for future athletes to avoid things that the committee doesn't want. That's the news.
Samudra terbenam. tanpa peristiwa. Untukku ada bersamamu saudara. Beragam warna kita, suku tak selalu sama. Kau aku Indonesia, yang disatukan karena cinta. Karena cinta Indonesia, jangan pernah terpecah belah. Walau kita berbeda, walau kita tak sama, tetaplah seru cinta kita Indonesia. Kilauan samudra terbentang katulistiwa. Sisiku ada bersamamu saudara. Warna kita suku tak selalu sama.
Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program, presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, online streaming voanews.id and at RI Digital mobile application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
From Indonesia.
Here is the Voice of Indonesia, the world service of Radio Republik Indonesia in Jakarta. Welcome back to me, Ahmad Faisal, at the program of RINET on Indonesia Today, on Wednesday, 19th March 2025. I hope that all of you are fine. Today cannot only give you much goodness, but also provide you much happiness in many factors. Well, today our team has already prepared our interesting segments that cannot only educate you, but also even entertain you for today's edition with me, Ahmad Faisal. Well, you know that a few minutes later, we have been planned. It means that we are going to interview about, you know, digital technology. Yes, it is also related to about the learning process between teacher and also students. That's why this is really important to know about that. Technology, digital technology, I mean, is really imperative to be understood not only for teachers but also for students when they try to learn about, you know, science.